The sluggish state of the economy and the dwindling federal budget surplus are dominating the political debate in Washington. Yesterday, President Bush tried to put the focus back on education, an issue he frequently has described as his number one priority. The president visited an elementary school in Florida and urged Congress to finish work on a series of education reforms. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president's participation in an education roundtable in Jacksonville kicked off a two-day stop in Florida to promote reading by elementary students and by parents who were urged to read to their preschool children. Mr. Bush was joined on stage by local school officials, by his education secretary, Rod Page, and by his brother, Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Mindful that back in Washington, Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate are struggling to come up with the final version of an education reform bill, the president warned that education shouldn't be a partisan issue.
I know reading is not a partisan issue. I mean, getting every child to read in America is an American issue, and it ought to be an American goal. And it is going to be for this administration.
The president seemed intent on keeping the focus yesterday on education, not wanting to have his message on that topic swept aside by more news about the budget battles with Congress or the slumping economy. Earlier in the day, at the White House, he declined to take questions during a photo op with the Australian Prime Minister. He didn't talk to reporters in Florida either. His press secretary said that the president is keeping an eye on the economy, believing that his economic recovery plan is bringing the economy back through this year's tax cut and tax rebates. But don't ask about that today, the press secretary seemed to say, because today's Jacksonville event was about education. But it's also true that the battle in Washington over the budget affects the debate over education reform, with the non-Social Security surplus essentially gone. Critics of the president wonder where the money to cover education reforms will come from. The president insists the funds are there and that with the school year already underway, it's way past time to finish work on the education bill.
And it's now time for people to act in the nation's capital and get the bill to my desk so that people at the local level can start to plan and start to strategize and to make things happen in a positive way. There's too many of our kids in America who can't read today. Maybe not in this school, but around the nation, there's just too many. And now it's time to wage war on illiteracy for the young and to whip this problem early.
The president talks about education again this morning in Sarasota. Later this week, he'll be joined by the First Lady for another White House-sponsored reading event to be held at the Library of Congress. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.